Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Volkel and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, you are considered a controversial guy. Why is that?
Well, Roy, that's I guess God put that in my DNA. As I've said before, I never really was normal.
I think that's why I like you.
That's
when I first met you. You were not normal.
That's right. The professors at Texas A&M University, where I got my degree in architecture, the professors named me Mad Max. And they named me Mad Max, nicknamed me that, because I did all this incredible creative architecture and artwork, but I didn't do drugs. I didn't drink. I didn't chase women except for one, and I caught her, and that's Sherry. And I had all this creativity that was just kind of coming out and hitting the walls, but I wasn't on any substance. God just
natural high.
God put that. But then God got a hold of me at age 7. I was born again, and I was still pretty normal. I did church and did like a good Baptist young man, and had good parents. But then in 89, Sherry and I prayed for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The miracle gifts, and we needed miracles in our life at the time. And when we prayed for that empowerment, which the charismatics and Pentecostals call the baptism of the Holy Spirit, when we prayed for those gifts because we had needs, everything changed, Roy. And suddenly we were praying for people that were sick. We were leading people to Christ. We were talking to strangers. We were doing things that just and people started getting healed, and people started having miracles and speaking in tongues and all kinds of stuff, and we just decided we would witness whatever God did in our life no matter what. And because of that, that was considered controversial by some, especially some religious folks, because they had not experienced some of the miracles and things, but all we were doing is trying to follow Jesus and tell everybody what he was doing in our life. And because of that, some of the folks around us kind of took three giant steps away, but God brought other friends in like we have today.
This was the foundation, though, I believe, for what lay ahead for you when you put the cross together.
Yeah, because you really got to lose your fear of man. If you're always worried about what somebody's thinking of you, then the devil can keep you blocked out forever. But if you say, I'm going to witness Jesus Christ to my dying breath, which we've told some pastors one time when they told us to quit witnessing the miracles, and we said, we will not quit witnessing the miracles of Jesus Christ. And when you take that stand and are willing to witness for him no matter what, he just moves into your life in a powerful way and answers your prayers and works these miracles. And there's no turning back for us. So that's why we're considered kind of a little bit goofy to some, but that's okay. You know, the Bible says he has a peculiar people, and we fit that real well.
Well, what's your miracle of the week, Max?
Well, we had, Easter here this last month and out at the garden. And one of the things that I thought was kind of neat, we had a lady named Debbie Lippe, I believe is L-I-P-P-R-E, come up, and somebody brought her over to introduce her to me. And she had moved to Kerrville because she saw the cross on the mountain, and it changed her life, and she just decided to move to Kerrville. Now, this isn't the first person that we've found out has actually pulled up stakes wherever they are and have moved to our community in the Texas Hill Country because of the cross, empty crosses on that mountain. And I just thought that was another amazing story when you got something that's so powerful that it literally caused people to uproot where they're living and come to be close. And again, what's their sense? And that cross is just a piece of steel. It's nothing magic, nothing whatever. But the real God, the real Holy Spirit, hangs around that piece of steel.
That's a good
point.
And
he uses it.
It's not that piece of steel.
No.
It's the Spirit of God that's there.
It's the Spirit of God.
And a lot of people try to transpose this onto that piece of steel, that cross. It's not the cross,
no.
As you know. It's the Spirit of God that's there, and it so happens the cross is there.
That's exactly right.
We have a special guest back this week, Jeff Anderson. Max, if you would reintroduce him
okay.
And remind our audience who he is
sure.
And some
Jeff's
of the things that he's done.
Sure, one of our great friends. Sherry and I are blessed to have Jeff and Barbara Anderson as our friends, and it goes back about 5 years, I think, and we met up at the garden and met in church and then at the garden, and Jeff is a very successful businessman in his life, knows just about everybody, and he married a beautiful lady named Barbara. They got a great family and great grandkids, and now they're serving the Lord full-time. He's head of a bunch of ministries. We've talked about that in previous shows. Serve Kerrville is one of them that assists ministries in Kerrville, and they help the Coming King Foundation. So he helps us put on our big events. And as they get bigger and bigger, the more we appreciate Jeff and Barbara. And so we just finished a big one with thousands of people that came over the Easter holidays that we had. But we're just so grateful. And one of the things I love best about Jeff is that God speaks to him a lot. And if you'll just listen, when Jeff speaks, you'll be able to hear God's ideas, a lot of what Jeff has. And he's a plenty smart guy and plenty talented. But since he's
when you combine the two,
when you put a guy that'll listen to God and to pray and then willing to share, and some of the best, you know, ideas that we've had for the Coming King Foundation, is, you know, they came, you know, a lot of them out of the mouth of my friend Jeff. So we're honored to have him today with us on the show.
Jeff, you've been involved with a lot of good ministries.
Well, I have, Roy, and it's amazing. You enter this Christian life through a narrow gate. It takes a choice, and it's a pretty difficult choice, particularly for a hardened person like myself that had spent years of self-reliance. But once you come through that gate, it's a pretty wide-open world, and it's amazing how that narrow gate can lead you across the world. And we've had the opportunity to experience ministry on virtually most of the continents and to participate in spreading God's word and his love across the world.
You know, let's go back briefly. It's something I personally am experiencing, continue to experience, is the issue of complete faith. If you're used to doing your own thing and controlling everything, and I know it's the same thing for you, Max, it's hard to let go of that and have completely faith and just walk out there because you're so used to controlling everything and knowing that if you control it, it's going to happen. But just to open up the door and say, hey, God, here I am, I'm going to have faith, and just walk out there and not know whether you're going to sink or swim, that's not easy to do, is it?
It's virtually impossible when you come from a world that you're used to planning, controlling, organizing, and basically feeling like you can influence things. And while we all are, leadership's an influence process, and I think the Lord is embedded in each of us that process, but the fact of the matter is that is that you got to take a leap of faith to get out and,
yeah,
and
there's
trust
no way
him.
Out. And one of the inspirations that I've had for me is Max and his wife.
Absolutely.
Because when I hear the things that they've took the chance on, and I see this cross and all these things, you know, as they say, Paul Harvey said, you don't know the rest of the story. Well, when you get to know them and you hear the stories behind all this, you really appreciate this because this was huge to do this. And I it was inspiring for me to start doing it more, and I'm progressing and getting better at it and better at it. So it's because of people like yourself and your wife and Max that's personally helped me a lot, because that's helping me grow in my faith, and I'm learning to jump out there and say, okay, if Max can do this, Sherry can do it, you can do it, I can do it.
Roy, when we moved to Kerrville, we came because we wanted to pursue ministry. But frankly, we looked at it at that time as a situation where we'd already experienced all the great worldwide things that could inspire us, encourage us, develop us, and that we're just coming to settle down in our faith and to use it in a smaller community. And it's really been amazing. Our faith has been expanded, grown, stretched since we've come to Kerrville, and a lot of that are the Griners. It's just been a joy to share time with them.
Jeff, you've made some road trips with Max. Now, tell me, what was that like?
Well, how do you describe what the Holy Spirit's
up to? I
know,
I'm not.
To?
I'm going to let you explain it.
It's invigorating. It's
not
like,
boring.
It's like going with a fire hydrant.
It's drinking out of a fire hydrant. Yeah.
But I have to tell you what, that windshield time that you share together, the experiences you share together, the testimonies that you get to experience together, the prayers and the engagements. I've always been skeptical of hotel rooms, but just to give you an example, I've never had ever walked into a hotel room and prayed the demons out of there and the other vices that had occurred in that room before. And I thought, wow, how did I go this many years in all these hundreds or thousands of hotel rooms and have missed that?
Yeah, we walk in the room somewhere and go, demons out in Jesus' name. You know, we're coming in. You go out. And
so it comes in many, many different ways when you share Max. But I tell you, it is a life. It is something that I highly recommend to others.
Jeff, you give a lot of hours, you and your wife do, and money to the garden. Why is that?
Well, you know, how do you know what the Lord has planned for you? Shortly after I was saved, I came to... I got a letter from a pastor, and the pastor said, hey, we're inviting you to this committee meeting, and it's about we're going to build a 100-acre new campus, and we want you to be engaged. And so I went, and when I got there, I found that there was another Jeff Anderson there. And it just happened the secretary had sent invitations to the wrong Jeff Anderson. And what the pastor really had me marked up was to participate in the parking lot of the current church, and not the planning of the new church. Well, that was a humbling experience. But, you know, it was prophetic also, because if you were to look back from that time forward, our experiences have been about serving others in ministry, about helping other ministries to be lifted up, about bringing others into the kind of encouraging, compelling relationship we found with Jesus Christ through service. And so it has been in that experience that we found our ministry legs. And what we didn't realize, the Lord didn't intend for us to be teachers of His Word as much as He did to be experiencers of His Word and to share that with other people. So we found that that this process of getting engaged in ministry is just so, and is just it just opens new doors. And that's what happens at the cross. At the cross, we have found new doors, new friendships, new relationships, and an expansion, stretching our own individual faith for how God is at work in our world today.
Jeff, in closing, what do you want people to know?
Well, I think the most important single piece is that while we enter this gateway in a very narrow decision, that it immediately begins to expand. And that once you, having accepted Christ, that the next most important decision is praying for the fullness of the gifts, the ministry gifts of the Holy Spirit. And what I would ask all of our listeners to really ask themselves, have you asked God for the fullness of all those gifts? Because it's in the process of doing ministry that your faith gets stretched, that you grow, and that you come to be in the presence of the Almighty God at much more frequently. Max, you've got a great simple prayer. Could you share that with the audience?
Yeah, and matter of fact, we're gonna pray that at the end of this show, Jeff, but the essence is for us that have been raised in church to understand there's the born-again experience, when you receive Jesus as Lord. Not the religious stuff, not doing the stuff, but receiving Jesus as your Lord. Then there's the Spirit comes in you, and all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit that Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 12, they're in all of us, the parts to raise the dead. And so it's releasing of those nine gifts out of us that allows us to serve other people and to serve Jesus and to get the miracles and the signs and wonders. And that's what we learned as good old Southern Baptists, that if you ask God to release those gifts, then suddenly supernatural stuff happens, and it's just amazing.
Jeff Anderson, thank you so much for being with us. And Max, any closing comments?
Just that we're going to pray that prayer right here at the end of the show, and I'm going to pray that with you. And if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, pray the prayer. But if you also would like to be released in these gifts, they are wonderful, and they will change you and everybody else around you. Because the Holy Spirit, you're giving Him permission to be Himself. And when He is Himself and you give yourself to Him, the world changes.
People want to reach us. How do they get in contact with us? And if they want to volunteer or if they want to in some way support the Cross in Kerrville some way, how do they do that?
Yeah, the fastest way, just go to the website, thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, and we've got more than enough stuff. But it's about Jesus, folks, and that's why we do this show, and that's what we want you to know, Him as the person.
Jeff and Barbara Anderson, thank you both for being with us.
Thank you, Roy.
And Max and Sherry Griner, thank you. Here's Sherry Griner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, I'm back again with more comments for you this week. And I'll start off the first one that was sent in from Cassandra Gonzalez. And Cassandra says, the story of the sacred place is a beacon of hope for all of the lost souls who have yet to discover a relationship with God. I was lost, but since being saved and establishing that relationship, He had brought my heart and life so many beautiful things. This place is definitely one of them. I pray that people find peace in God's unconditional love. The next one says, what a joy it was to spend time with all of you. You guys are such beautiful examples of Jesus' followers. We love the garden and we love you. The Lord says, lift your hands and voices in praise and He will do the rest. Hallelujah. This came in from Dr. Allison and Tom Rowden, Colorado Springs. Okay, from San Antonio, we have, I think it's Pink Girl 27, who wrote in to TripAdvisor and said, expanding. It had been over 2 years since last visiting here, so it was a pleasant surprise to see all the latest additions to the park the other day. It now has a prayer rock garden with thousands of white rocks with prayers written on them by visitors. Make sure to take a marker with you and a small donation. The fountain is magnificent, so take a camera too. Next we have Spring Break Trip. Place is very refreshing and inspiring to all, especially Christians. Amazing that generous people are donating everything to make this beacon of hope a reality. Family spent 2 hours here. We especially like the prayer rocks. Take a Sharpie to write yours, and please enjoy. Just traveling from Brownsville, Texas, and this was from TripAdvisor. Larry Dresser from Wisconsin wrote in to TripAdvisor and said, very inspiring garden. My wife and I visited the sculpture garden while visiting Kerrville. We were impressed with the garden and the message that it is sharing with the world around it. Tommy Pokuka from Edwardsville, Illinois, said, I enjoy the garden immensely. The servant sculpture is so, and yes, even the rocks will cry out. I think he meant to say so beautiful or so amazing, but I'll just fill the blanks in for him. And he says the rocks will cry out on this garden. My prayer rock is crying out there and praise as well. God bless you. Nancy Velez from Von Ormy said, I received a physical healing of my knees in July 2016 after visiting the cross. And Jack and Teresa Fulton say, we just love this place. There is peace and love there. And that's all I have for you this time. And thank you for joining us. And I will be back to talk with you next time.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this.
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.